Okay, we're I'm still on Parshas Devarim, which was Shabbos Chazon. So the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Eicha esal levadi torchachem masachem v'rivchem." How can I carry on my own your exertions, your burdens, and your quarrels? So we need to understand what these three expressions are: torchachem, masachem, v'rivchem. They seem to be somewhat synonymous. Moshe Rabbeinu is basically complaining that he cannot carry himself the burdens of Bnei Yisrael, whether it comes in the form of exertions or quarrels. At the end of the day, what he's saying is that he can't carry the burden. So why do we need all three expressions? Moshe Rabbeinu could have just said, "How can I carry on my own your burdens?" Why does he say torchachem, masachem, v'rivchem, your exertions, your burdens, and your quarrels? Now the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazon, and the simple understanding of that is because we read the Haftarah, which begins with the word Chazon, but there definitely has to be something deeper than that, because every other week of the year, the Shabbos is not called by the first word of the Haftarah. So why is it that the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Chazon? Now, we all know what Chazal tell us, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. It was destroyed because of baseless hatred. Now, Chazal also tell us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because Hemidu Divreihem Al Din Torah, because they based their matters on the words of the Torah, on the Din Torah, which simply means that they didn't act beyond the letter of the law. One second. So what Chazal are telling us is that the people in that generation would base their actions on the words of on the Din Torah, and they wouldn't act beyond the letter of the law. They would act upon the letter of the law. So that's already a second reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The first reason is because of baseless hatred. The second one is because of Hamidu Divrei Amal Din Torah. And then we also know the Chazal that say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Al Shalei Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila, because they did not say Berachas HaTorah before they began learning. They didn't say a bracha before they began learning. So, which was it? Was it destroyed because of Sinas Chinam? Was it destroyed because Hamidu Divreihem Al Din Torah? Was it because they didn't make a bracha before they learned? And that last Chazal, we need to understand the expression of Tchila. The Chazal should have just said, Al Shalei Baruch Hu BaTorah. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah, obviously. Make a bracha before you begin learning. Why do Chazal have to say the word tchila? So I believe you can understand this all based on a Gemara. Gemara in Bava Basra, the Vadal Damadal, the Gemara says, the Gemara refers to the Beis HaMikdash as Oiroi Shel Oilam, the light of the world. It's a whole Gemara deals with hardness over there, but the Gemara calls the Beis HaMikdash Oiroi Shel Oilam, the light of the world. And I believe that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is called the light of the world is because through the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, through the Shechina that dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael was able to see things on a deeper level. They didn't see things on the surface. That was what the Beis HaMikdash accomplished. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash had an impact on Klal Yisrael that it shed a light, so that Klal Yisrael were able to see things on a deeper level and not on a superficial level. Now, each and every Yid has a holy neshama, which is a chelik of the kamimal, part and parcel of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. the only reason there's ever hatred from one Jew to another is because people are focusing on the surface of a Jew. They're not focusing on the depth of a Yid. To see that we're all one neshama. We all stem from the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Chedek Elikam Imal. So Sinas Chinam, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam is because, not necessarily because of the baseless hatred, rather is because we weren't utilizing the Oyer of the Beis HaMikdash. We weren't utilizing the Beis HaMikdash for what it was made for. The Beis HaMikdash is made to be a light to Klal Yisrael, to be able to see things on a deeper level, and we weren't utilizing that light. We were focusing on other people on a superficial level. Torah and mitzvahs. When we look at Torah and mitzvahs on a superficial level, they seem to be a bunch of laws and regulations, and therefore, if someone looks on a superficial level, one can live by those laws and regulations and be a novel b'shus ha-Torah, as the Ramban calls it. One can be disgusting and repulsive with the permission of the Torah. One can indulge in the pleasures of this world in a sickening manner, all with the permission of the Torah, without transgressing even one law. But that's looking at the Torah on a superficial level. If one looks at the Torah with a deeper perspective, one realizes that this is about Rotzen Hashem. We're supposed to find what is the will of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So it's not about the exact laws and regulations. It's about the Rebbeinu Shleilam is just revealing what his Rotzen is. And somebody who looks at the Torah and understands that this is about Rotzen Hashem, we understand how we're supposed to conduct ourselves, and that we understand that it's not about the letter of the law. It's about the spirit of the law. It's about finding favor in the Rabbeinu Shlomo's eyes. And so someone who sees the Torah on a deeper level conducts themselves in a manner that the Rebbeinu Shlom would like to see us conduct ourselves. So the fact that it was Hemidu Divreim al Din Torah, the fact that we conducted ourselves at that time based on the letter of the law, and we didn't conduct ourselves beyond the letter of the law, what that indicated was that we're not utilizing the Beis HaMikdash as the Oiroi Shaloylam. If we would have used the Oiroi Shaloylam, we would have saw Torah and Mitzvahs in a deeper light, not on a superficial level. And the truth is that the entire conduct of a Jew throughout the day, whether we're eating or drinking or going to work, doing business, spending time with our families, whatever a Yid does can be Avodas Hashem. Because whatever we do should be an Avodas Hashem. We eat and we drink in order to get that we should have koyach to serve Hashem. We work in order to be able to support ourselves, that we should be able to serve Hashem. The entire day of a Jew, if it's looked at with a deeper perspective, it is seen as an avoda. It's only when we look at our day on a superficial level do we find ourselves involved in mundane matters. A Yid is never involved in mundane matters because everything that we do is an Avodas Hashem. And that's why at the beginning of the day, we say, we don't make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvasi b'tzivanu l'ilmoy Torah. We don't make a bracha that Hashem commanded us to learn Torah. We make a bracha lasoik b'divrei Torah. We make a bracha that all of our asokim, that all of the things that we're involved in, should be b'divrei Torah. Everything a Yid does is Torah. And that's why we make this bracha at the beginning of the day. It's a bracha on the entire day, not just on learning Torah. It's a lasoik b'divrei Torah, to preoccupy ourselves the entire day with divrei Torah. Our eating is Torah, our drinking is Torah, our sleeping is Torah, our working is Torah. Everything that a Yid does is Torah. But that's only when we see things with the Oyrei Shel Olam. It's only when we see things with the light that the Beis HaMikdash provides. And when it was Loi Baruchu BaTorah Tchil, of course they made a bracha before they learned Torah. But they didn't make a bracha at the beginning of the day with the understanding that the entire day is Torah. We weren't using the Oyrei Shel Olam. So the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed just for one reason and one reason only. We weren't using the Beis HaMikdash for what it was made for. The Beis HaMikdash was made to be Oyrei Shel Olam, to see things on a deeper level, to see other Yidden on a deeper level, to see the mitzvahs of the Torah on a deeper level, and to see our day-to-day lives on a deeper level. And when we weren't using the Oyrei Shel Olam, instead we were focusing on the surface of each other, and that's why there were sinas chinam. And we were focusing on the surface of Torah and mitzvahs, and that's why we were conducting ourselves based on the letter of the law, and we were focusing on the surface of our day-to-day lives. And that's why we wouldn't make a bracha at the beginning of the day, last like with Divrei Torah. It says we weren't using the Oyrei Shel Olam. The Oyrei Shel Olam was taken from us. So when a person looks at the mitzvahs of the Torah and the laws of the Torah on a superficial level, these laws and these rules and regulations become an exertion. Learning Torah becomes an exertion, davening becomes an exertion, doing mitzvahs becomes an exertion, preparing for yontif becomes an exertion. Since there's no depth, since we're not realizing that we're fulfilling the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, since we don't realize that we're connecting to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it all becomes a tirche, it becomes an exertion. When we consider our business dealings, which Chazal call masa u'matan, as if it's our own thing, it's not part of our avodas Hashem, it becomes masachem, it becomes your business dealings. And then when we don't focus on the neshama of a yid, rather we focus on the surface, which causes strife, that's called rivchem. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eicha esa levadi, torchachem, masachem, v'rivchem. How can I carry on my own your torchachem, the fact that you see the Torah and mitzvahs as an exertion, masachem, you see your day-to-day lives as your burdens, and you see each other on a superficial level, which causes rivchem. So our avoda is to try to access the Oyrei Shel Olam and to see each other on a deeper level, to see Torah and mitzvahs on a deeper level, and to see everything that we do on a deeper level. And by accessing the Oda Shel Olam, will be zoiche, that the Oda Shel Olam will be rebuilt. Bekarev, bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.